Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go. Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
You're listening to SBS News.
Pope Leo has been greeted by hundreds of thousands of people as he kicks off a week-long tour in Spain. He's expected to meet with victims of sexual abuse within the Catholic Church and migrant and welfare groups. Speaking to reporters before he arrived, the pontiff said sexual abuse remains an open wound within the church. He's also been keen to highlight the threats posed by artificial intelligence, which was the subject of his recent papal encyclical.
Las nuevas tecnologías.
New technologies have created an artificial environment where our fundamental choices are put to the test. Prejudices are magnified. Critical thinking is weakened and dominating interests spread death wishes. Nevertheless, goodness can prevail and spread.
During his visit, the pontiff is expected to address the Spanish Parliament, which is headed by Socialist Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez. Both men have found themselves publicly at odds with US President Donald Trump over migration and war in recent months. Addressing a gathering including Mr. Sanchez, bishops and senior government officials, Leo identified political populism as an increasingly urgent moral threat.
Today, the temptation to gain popularity by fanning the flames of polarization seems to have grown rather than diminished, and human dignity continues to be violated.
Spain's King Felipe told the same gathering that important democratic institutions are being undermined.
La dignidad de la persona.
The dignity of people, human rights, democratic values and international law must remain our main numbers, because in their multiple combinations lie the formula of freedom, equality and justice. The one that adds and multiplies, not the one that subtracts and divides.
No, la que resta y divide.
On his first day in Spain, more than half a million youth joined Pope Leo's vigil in central Madrid. The overall number of practicing Catholics in Spain has been declining in recent years. About 52% of Spaniards identify as Catholic, but only about 15% of those are practicing the faith. Addressing the crowd, Leo urged youth at the vigil to use faith to change history and be sparks of a new humanity. 31-year-old Macarena Viesla says seeing the Pope in person means everything.
It's been such a dream. It's been amazing. The Pope came to Madrid to see us. We're so excited. It's unbelievable. My heart is pounding, honestly. It's amazing it really happened. You saw it, right next to us.
The world-famous Spanish-speaking rapper Bad Bunny will be performing in Spain at the same time, and the Pope has acknowledged he could be a tough act to follow when it comes to winning over young hearts and minds.
I'm funny with the question. Do you want to know about Bunny who's seen the Paul? I think many of the Lord have seen Bad Bunny, but I there will also be a there to see the Paul.
Being the first US-born Pope, Leo was also asked who he'd be supporting in the upcoming FIFA World Cup.
I would certainly support the US. I don't know how many games I'll be able to see, but you'll be there watching this. Yeah.
Okay. The pontiff will be in Spain until June 12. His itinerary includes travelling to Barcelona, where he'll bless the new tower of the world's tallest church, Sagrada Familia Basilica. He then plans to visit the Canary Islands, where he'll honour thousands of migrants who've died trying to reach Europe. T. Mitchell, SBS News.
Hi, it's Noor Haider, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we bring you a single story, going beyond the headlines and taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Combining personal storytelling with analysis, we take you inside the stories that matter most. For fearless, independent reporting that holds power to account, listen to Full Story from The Guardian, wherever you get your podcasts.